Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Eamon Torsney. It is Wednesday, the 13th of May at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about data centres and their economic logic, and we'll be chatting about whether and how the UK economy can recover despite the political chaos. And all the markets, as usual, you can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Daniel Murray in the Business Post reports that Ireland will need higher levels of immigration and people working later in life to counter the impacts of an ageing population on the economy, a new government report has found. The Expert Group on Future Skills Needs published its report of skills needs for Ireland in the long term yesterday, highlighting how Ireland's population is expected to both grow and age substantially in the coming decades. Ireland's population will rise by one-fifth or 1 million people over the next 2 to 3 decades, while the number of old-age dependents will double, meaning labour supply constraints and workforce planning will become increasingly important, the report found. It also pointed to more acute issues within individual sectors, with 90% of the workforce in agriculture already over 50, over 40% in transport and over 30% in manufacturing and construction. Reuters reports that Santa Clara in California has sued Meta Platforms, alleging it has profited from Facebook and Instagram ads promoting scams in violation of California's false advertising and unfair business practice laws. The lawsuit, filed yesterday on behalf of all California residents, accuses the social media giant of tolerating fraudulent advertising on a global basis. The suit seeks restitution, civil damages, and an order prohibiting Meta from engaging in unfair business practices. Citing leaked internal documents first reported by Reuters last year, the complaint alleges that the company earned as much as $7 billion in annual revenue from so-called high-risk scam ads, which show clear signs of being fraudulent. Meta has rejected claims it deliberately accepted advertising for scams to maintain its revenue stream. We aggressively fight fraud and scams because people on our platforms don't want this content. Legitimate advertisers don't want it, and we don't want it either, a Meta spokesperson told Reuters last year. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that An Post is lining up Fergal Leamy, the former head of Cuilte and Glendimplex, to become the next chief executive in a move that would mark his return to the semi-state sector after 7 years, according to sources. An appointment would be subject to final vetting approval by the Central Bank of Ireland, which regulates the state-owned postal service for the provision of financial services. Leamy would succeed David McGredmond, who is leaving the company at the end of next month. An Post is understood to have assessed a number of internal and external candidates, and Mr. McGredmond's basic salary and total remuneration was $313,000 in 2024.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.